He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The next segment, this one's short, we're going to get into George Soros and who he represents. But continuing, Webster, there's a lot of other connections from Assange to, the people that are all around Soros and Soros himself. But I've noticed that first they claim these sexual deviancies with women. And it's funny that before that even came out, you were talking about the sex cult connection, which I've seen blurbed in the media, so that's not just coming from you. And then now they're chasing him, but that seems to add to the gravitas that what Assange is saying is real and accurate and valuable and some type of big catch for us. Now we know that there for 3 days has been this Interpol warrant out for him, but now the British won't enforce it, so the plot thickens.
Yeah, look, you know, if the CIA wanted to shut him up, what could they do? What have they done repeatedly? They would organize a rendition. They did it with the imam on the streets of Milan. They've done it with dozens of people in all NATO countries of Europe. You get a CIA team. They go in there. They grab you. They beat you over the head. They drug you. They take you to the nearest NATO base. They put you on a plane. You wake up in Egypt or Morocco or Poland or Romania or one of the black sites. This is still being done under Obama.
Or in a shipping container that internationally is a trade zone of one of those countries.
Absolutely.
You might be here at the Austin airport, but it's Romanian territory.
The other thing they do is, of course, they can arrange an automobile accident. They can arrange some kind of a heart attack. They can arrange a health emergency. If they had really been interested in shutting him up, there would have been many ways to do it. And indeed, one of the things that stands out, one of the flaws of the whole design of the operation so far, is the impotence and the fecklessness of everything they try to do to stop him. They say, please stop, or we might prosecute you. Well, this is ridiculous, right? They could round him up and his people. You can go to Iceland, right? It's Reykjavik is a very small place.
And now they're trying to pass legislation to restrict free speech in the U.S.
Yeah, that's really important because this guy, see, all the left liberals swoon for this character, right? Left liberals never had very many heroes. Their hero was Obama. Obama betrayed them. Now, that's clear to everybody. Now they're looking for a new hero. So along comes Assange, the zombie from MKUltra, and sure enough, all the left liberals are they're lining up to support him. Oh, no, he shouldn't be indicted or anything.
Now, Tarpley, are you sure he's bad? I mean, couldn't he just be a useful idiot they're using?
No, I don't think so. First of all, because of the pattern we've seen so far, everything he puts out is more or less according to the CIA wish list. And now, as you say, we have this interview in Forbes magazine, right? Forbes magazine, which is, you know, this is the reactionaries of finance capital. And he says, we have a new document dump coming up, which will not be military. It's a mega leak, and it's going to be about a U.S. bank, one that still exists. Is it the biggest U.S. bank? No comment, and it's going to happen early next year.
And we already had Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan come in and gobble up Bear Stearns and others.
Yeah, well, I think the target for this, it sounds like the Forbes guy is trying to say, is it the Bank of America or is it Citibank? Bank of America is probably the biggest right now. You take a look at their stock chart, it's just down, 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 down. Bank of America is in very parlous straits, right? Very, very unstable. Maybe this is the way to push them into a panic. And, of course, you know that Soros and all of his hedge funds will have shorted the Bank of America stocks and bonds and everything else. They will have basically made a whole series of bets on credit default swaps and derivatives and other things to profit big time for what Assange is going to do. The other thing I think we have to remember is we were told what this would be. Cass Sunstein wrote that essay saying we have to provide for the cognitive disruption of the 9/11 truth movement.
Webster, leave it there. I don't want you to be interrupted on this. Recap that when we come back. And then we know Cass Sunstein's hooked in with Soros. I want you to break down their geopolitical aim here. Then I want to get into what's happening with the economy and the trillions not just being given to zombie banks, but to select corporations. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones.
This is Alex Jones.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm Alex Jones. We're now into hour number two of this live Sunday edition. Fifth day of December 2010. Hard to believe this year is very long in the tooth, my friend. Soon it'll be 2011, 2012, and beyond. Now, Webster, I remember Cass Sunstein 2 years ago, now White House regulation czar, openly saying, we will infiltrate the alternative media, we will infiltrate the anti-man-made global warming groups, we will infiltrate 9/11 Truth, and we will wreak havoc, put out all sorts of disinfo to discredit them, then we'll move to start outlawing the media and free speech. We'll use leaks. They're telling us what they'll do. We know he's tied into George Soros. So now, as you predicted more than 6 months ago in repeated interviews, and so did Madsen and others, now that he's built up his street cred, Assange says he's going to go after certain brokerage firms and banks. George Soros has been convicted in two countries of this. Let's continue along that line.
Well, I think we have to take this Cass Sunstein essay from some years back quite seriously, because I would regard WikiLeaks and Assange as the fulfillment of what Cass Sunstein said he wanted. In other words, it's the product of that project that we now see. Cass Sunstein said, look, we have these conspiracy theorists running around, and we've got to do something about this. We've got to provide for the cognitive disruption of these people. We've got to break them up. Using intellectual means, using, you know, different ideas. And what do you think that would look like? The cognitive disruption is not going to come from a group that comes on the scene and says, we're the Bush-Cheney neocon fan club, and we're here to tell you what you're doing is wrong.
Well, that's what he said. Cass Sunstein, as you know, in that Harvard paper and others, said the mainstream media has no credibility. We've got to pose as anti-establishment to sell this stuff.
Right, and therefore, look at Assange. What does Assange say about 9/11? Assange says that he is irritated. He's fed up with these people who talk about 9/11 because they're ignoring the real big conspiracies that he, Assange, reveals, and they're going after a conspiracy that he says has no basis. Now, again, I wouldn't call it the conspiracy-based community. I would call it the reality-based community. You don't go looking for conspiracies. You go looking for the truth, and much of the time, unfortunately, you do find conspiracies. That's the way social reality is. So out of faithfulness to truth, we have to do this. But what Sunstein is saying, and what I think Assange is actually doing, is that you've got to go in there and break them up. And how would you break them up? I mean, I've seen this happen, for example, in a place like Iceland. I was in Iceland last September, October, and there was a live social movement that wanted to declare a debt moratorium. They wanted to say to the British and the Dutch government that the debts of the zombie banks were going to be canceled and that you couldn't load $10 or $15 billion of debt on a population of 300,000 to 400,000 people in Iceland. In blows Assange as soon as I'm out of the country, and he says, look, guys, forget about this debt moratorium stuff. Forget about fighting finance capital. Let's set up a really important base of leakers and pornographers and gamers, and we'll make Iceland into the center of all kinds of wonderful things on the internet, right? And we'll be immune to the laws of all these other countries. And indeed, that's where this stuff takes off.
And by the way, it did come out in Iceland that almost all the debt was not owed by the people. It was the very banks that owed the money.
Yeah, it was all owed by the banks, and it was not even owed. I mean, this was just
same thing in Ireland now.
Yeah, it's the same. It's exactly the same model. So the thing with Soros is, you look at WikiLeaks. It came into existence in 2007, as I recall, and the first time it was mentioned is, I believe, in a Washington Post op-ed by Cass Sunstein, who says we have these wonderful positive leaking operations. So, in one way or the other, the Washington Post is the debut of WikiLeaks. And then as we go on.
And, of course, it turns out Woodward was naval intelligence connected directly, and that whole thing was staged.
No doubt about that. But just on this now. Originally, the board of WikiLeaks was stacked with people who were Chinese dissidents, right? We don't need to go through the names because they're not well known. When you're dealing with the world of dissidents from the used to be communist bloc, but now sort of the enemy countries, right, China, Russia, these places, then you have to look, what is the role of Soros in this? Because the Soros foundations have been extremely active. For example, in Russia, after the communist regime ended, the Soviet Union ended, the Soros foundations went in there and they bought up all kinds of intellectuals with very small scholarships, very small stipends, that nevertheless established a tie of loyalty of these people towards Soros. And if you look at the people who finance the various Chinese dissident operations in the West, you see that the Soros group of foundations, let's say, looms rather large. And again, the political director of all this is Morton Halperin, who is left over from the Pentagon Papers of the late 60s and early 70s. So he knows how you do these sorts of things. So I would say what Cass Sunstein was demanding is exactly what Assange is doing. And people have to realize this is especially a matter of left-wing prejudice. Leftists are suckers. They're easy marks for this kind of a guy. And, of course, the indispensable ingredient is that he's persecuted, right? We're told that he's on the run. He's seeking asylum in Switzerland. But nevertheless, he still has the New York Times, the Guardian in Britain, which is the left wing of MI6.
They're his mouthpieces.
Yeah, they all work for him. Now, Alex, you and I know very well, if you're coming up with something that the U.S. financier establishment wants to suppress, this is not how they treat you.
Hey, Jesse Ventura's TV show on FEMA camps got banned, and I'm not at liberty to get into all of it, but it's just not going to air now. And this is it's the government. I mean, I've been attacked in a parking lot. I've had all sorts of dirty tricks, and I'm not you know releasing anything like this stuff. I mean, no. I mean, they go after you. They demonize you. I'm attacked by Soros publications now every day. Huffington Post, Media Matters, all finance buying.
Yeah. So if those of us who have some idea, some personal experience of what kind of a treatment you get from these mainstream media, because that's what this is, and El País of Spain, let's not forget them. So there's an international media consortium that's backing Assange. This does not happen if Wall Street and the City of London are hostile to what you're doing. It means that Assange is something that they want to promote. And at this point, I think it's an open and shut case, right? Look at his background. He's a zombie from MKUltra. Look at his track record of the stuff that he puts out. It becomes more and more dubious and rotten, more and more dictated by the CIA hit list. And now he's going to get into this stuff with the banks. Remember, London always likes the idea of shifting the crisis to New York, right? They did this in 1971. They did it again in 2008.
You've been predicting that after Greece and Ireland, you said it'd probably come here.
Or it could go to Britain. See, that's the question. It could go to Britain, and here we have Assange essentially saying, I'm going to attack a U.S. bank. How about attacking a British bank, right? You want some street creds, attack a British
bank. Well, notice where he's run, Britain.
Yeah. Of course, Australia is British imperial territory, whatever the technicalities of the government are, right? The Queen overthrew Gow Whitlam, the Prime Minister of Australia in 1975, when he did something she didn't
Same
like.
Same thing happened a year and a half ago. She suspended the parliament in Canada.
In Canada, and they've done that more than once. So the independence of these British Empire echelon countries is largely a fiction. They're controlled from the City of London by the financiers, and the Queen does what the financier consensus is. So I think that more or less accounts for Assange, and I think the thing that makes this so lamentable is that the left liberals, the leftists, have learned nothing. They learned nothing from the Pentagon Papers, nothing from Watergate, and here they are, they're going into it again. And I think what you were saying before is very relevant. The goal of this stuff is to shut down all sorts of websites like the ones we have, yours in particular, that actually tell you the truth about something or give you an alternative view.
Well, stay there. Let's cover that. Let's cover that when we come back and then get into the economy and all these trillions of our taxpayer money being given to globalist corporations and the controlled media. Stay with us, Webster.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 3rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,388.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,424.63, $712.32 for a half ounce, or $356.16 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,424.63, $712.32, or $356.16.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, it made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we've got the NFL commercial making a joke about the naked body scanners and police dogs barking at people. That integrates in with the Audi commercial for the Green Police. All of this making a joke out of living in a hardcore tyranny. That's in the last segment of this live Sunday broadcast. Here's a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Senators unveil anti-WikiLeaks bill. And what does it say there in the article? Well, it says Joe Lieberman, the usual suspect, who's always openly saying he wants to shut down the internet, and Senator Jay Rockefeller, who famously said we'd be better off without an internet, and Cass Sunstein, who wants to, quote, shut down free speech on the web. I mean, they're openly saying this. They've got a bill to put you in jail for a long time and give you a giant fine if you release basically anything that the government is up to or that they're doing. Then meanwhile, the State Department tells Columbia University students, do not discuss WikiLeaks or you'll get in trouble. We've got government agencies restrict employee access to WikiLeaks. Now they're saying they may have to spy on the government employees to make sure they're not reading it. So it's all a perfect excuse to ram through the Cybersecurity Act, a perfect excuse to try to pass new legislation right as the alternative media completely discredits the establishment disinfo outlets, who we now learn have gotten hundreds of millions of dollars individually, in the case of MSNBC, of your bailout taxpayer money secretly. That's state-run media. Let's go back to Webster Tarpley on this front.
Well, now, if we want to talk about the Federal Reserve.
Well, I mean, finish up with the point you were trying to make as we went to break, dealing with how they're now using WikiLeaks to censor and control the web, as I predicted 6 months ago.
Sure. Well, the net effect of this latest stunt by the MK Ultra zombie Assange and his people is likely to be, to furnish a pretext for what you've just said, some new monstrous piece of legislation, a Patriot Act Mark II or Mark III or whatever it is, that begins to put the screws on the internet, using the idea that, oh, Assange is running wild, we've got to crack down on everybody across the board. And the joke is that everything, or just about everything in Assange's document dump, is precisely the garbage you can read in the newspapers. The same story with the Pentagon Papers, by the way. The Pentagon Papers had in them absolutely zero that you didn't know if you'd been reading Le Monde or any of the major Italian papers at the time. So now we're told that we have to give up the freedom of the internet because of Assange telling you, you know, that Putin is bad, Berlusconi is bad, Karzai is bad. Well, we knew all that, right? What's the big deal?
Let me add a caveat. Well, first off, then why do it? And I know what you're going to say, but tell us. A, then, if it's already out there, why do it? But B, remember the Stuxnet worm of 2 months ago that hit Iran, and then it came out that Israel had launched it, but our government doesn't care. I mean, it's like predicting a duck's going to go jump in the water and quack. I said, watch, they're going to say we've got to have cybersecurity pass to openly give the government a kill switch over the web and public surveillance in the name of stopping a worm they launched.
Yeah, precisely. Let's look at Assange's great document up. Is there anything in there that tells us something about September 11, 2001? I don't think so. Is there anything in there that tells us something about the rogue B-52 of August, September 2007, right? The attempt to hijack a nuclear bomber, send that to the Middle East.
The missing cruise missiles.
And start something, yeah. And there's still, apparently, one cruise missile still missing. Is there anything in there, I don't know, the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin of Israel? Is there anything in there that makes Bush Cheney look really bad? Is there anything in there that makes Obama look really bad? You see, The victims of all this stuff are foreign leaders, and there's always a strong presumption that the CIA is interested in weakening.
Well, we know State Department documents and things. I mean, they were saying there were WMDs 8 years ago. This is always the internal echo chamber propaganda. But just because it's secret doesn't mean it's true.
Right. And remember, most of these documents are very low level. Some of these are really not classified at all. They're confidential or secret. And the general rule of thumb is if something is top secret today, it should be maybe confidential. But the documents that really deserve to be top secret are very, very few. They're generally given a much higher degree of secrecy.
We got to shift gears now and get into the economy. But lastly, do you think they might go ahead and burn Assange, that he's a compartmentalized minion, just for credibility purposes?
No,
or do you
why
think
not? Because if you have a zombie of this type, see, part of the myth that the leftist needs to believe is that this person is being persecuted. So they want to persecute him, right? They did put Ellsberg on trial, right? They've done this before. So I think that Assange, I'm sorry to say this, but he may face the fate of an expendable asset, in other words, a throwaway.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, who can simply be liquidated in order to build up a greater sympathy for him. Remember, since Assange is this MK-Ultra zombie type, he's not going to be a particularly good witness or defendant. He's not going to be eloquent and likable when he has to really get
well, like McVeigh, they'll just keep him shot up with a bunch of stuff. Okay, shifting gears into the economy, we start learning about trillions of foreign banks, something you covered a year and a half ago in the Obama deception. They won't tell Congress where the money is. Why are they now releasing this at this point?
Well, part of it is the nature of the system. We still have some institutions, and they didn't want to bring this up, right? They didn't want to reveal it. I think that there are two sides of it that are really unbelievable. The foreign banks, right, and the main stuff here is the term asset facility, right, the TAF. And there we find Barclays Bank of Britain gets $232 billion. The Bank of Scotland gets $181 billion. Societe Generale of France gets $124 billion. Dresdner Bank of Germany, $123 billion. Royal Bank of Scotland, $117 billion. Bayerische Landesbank, $108 billion. And Dexia of Belgium, $105 billion. So this is breathtaking. I mean, that's just about $1 trillion that I've just gone through. To foreign banks. Now, it means that the Federal Reserve is really up there, you know, next to the IMF. It's the central bank of the world because every one of these countries has a national central bank, and some of them have the European central bank.
And it's killing the dollar in the process.
They could have drawn. Well, this is it's somewhat separate. I think this is one side of it. In other words, the absolutely breathtaking amounts that are granted by the Federal Reserve. Now, remember, this is not tax money. This is money created out of thin air. Now, there's nothing wrong with creating money out of thin air. The question is, what do you do with it? And in this case, they've used it to prop up derivatives. The Barclays Bank is very, very ironic because you remember.
So it's propping up the investments of Goldman Sachs and others.
Yeah, that's what they gave to AIG and also directly, right? Goldman Sachs lied that they didn't need help. They got plenty of help. Goldman Sachs got 10, 20, 30 billion.
And now they've all got record profits. Bank of America's profit up 30%.
Right. But Barclays Bank, they were the ones who drove Lehman Brothers into bankruptcy during that fateful weekend. Barclays Bank was supposed to buy Lehman Brothers pre-bankruptcy. And at the last minute, right, at 11:55 on Sunday night, more or less, in metaphorical terms, the British come forward and say, no, we're not doing it. And Barclays Bank nevertheless gets rewarded with $232
billion. All right, Webster, stay there. Come back and finish up with this and all these media outlets being paid off secretly. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to get into the latest TSA brainwashing and that ongoing saga. Some other really important police state news. And just give you an example of some of the media brainwashing going on in the final segment coming up. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We will have open phones tomorrow and a bunch of important guests, including later in the week, Lord Monckton joining us from the UN summit down in Mexico, openly pushing world government and taxes on the industrialized world's industrial output. Continuing, Webster, getting into the $3.3 trillion we're now learning about going to foreign banks, but also to select Fortune 500 companies, including MSNBC. And MSNBC kept that secret, it turns out. I mean, we have real state-run media here in many cases.
You have General Electric got money from the Fed, and, of course, that's mainly GE Capital, which is a hedge fund in drag. And has been. General Electric, not really an industrial corporation anymore, mainly a hedge fund. Goldman Sachs got money. They tried to pretend they didn't. Morgan Stanley, I guess they were too desperate to even pretend. The one that strikes me the most, though, is that there's a special lending window, the Term Asset-Backed Securities Loan Facility. It's one of about a dozen of these, the TALF, Term Asset-Backed Securities Loan Facility. And here we find, among the recipients, Paulson and Company. Now, this is not Henry Paulson. This is not the Secretary of the Treasury. This is John Paulson. But this is a hedge fund of one of the most predatory. It's part of the Anglo-American hedge fund wolf pack. Let's just see what Paulson did. Paulson was one of the hedge funds that drove Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers into bankruptcy. And they did these things typically. The hedge funds involved would pull their accounts out of these investment banks. They would short the stock, short the bonds, come in with credit default swaps, make bets in that regard. So you could say Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers were bankrupt anyway, but the way that they actually went bankrupt was thanks to a wolf pack of hedge funds. So Paulson does this. They blow up Lehman Brothers. The whole system goes into this absolute derivatives panic, and then Paulson lines up to get special help in the middle of the panic that they created. The second one, remember the Abacus collateralized debt obligation, the Abacus CDO. Remember Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs having to testify one long day last May. That was Abacus. And you remember that Paulson was one of the people who helped design the Abacus CDO so that it
sure would
go bankrupt.
But I see something even bigger here. Remember Henry Paulson, who was the head of the Treasury, being questioned by Congressman Stern and others. Well, how did you get $200 million yourself out of a bailout? And he said, well, I gave myself a waiver. But no wonder Goldman Sachs didn't want people to know that they got even more money secretly, because that's a direct conflict of interest, because they had their coterie of people at the SEC, Treasury, the Fed, everywhere. And it was Henry Paulson who went in and said to Congress, give us the money or there'll be blood in the streets and martial law. That came out mainstream news after we broke it with some congressmen that we had here on air who were in those closed-door meetings. So here they are, engaging in financial terrorism, saying, give us trillions, don't ask where it's going. And Congress said no, so they ran out and said we were going to have a depression, which panicked everybody. I mean, is this not financial terrorism, Webster?
Well, I think that the depression is real. In other words, the decline in the U.S. standard of living by two-thirds over about 40 years, that's real.
Sure, but I mean, they're writing, but it's like Dr. Strangelove. They're writing the H-bomb down, having a great time.
But in the middle of it, of course, in the middle of the depression, there are then conspiracies, and that's what we've just described, that they come in and say, well, the answer to the depression which we created is to give us even more public largesse. I also wanted to add that Paulson, this Paulson, right, that Paulson and company, they were part of the hedge fund wolf pack attacking Greece. So they've helped to create the two phases of this depression. So I would ask, what public purpose is served by subsidizing Paulson and company so that they can come back? Maybe they're shorting U.S. government bonds. So you're paying for the guy who's going to try to come and kill you. I think it's ridiculous. Here's what I would do. You look at all this money, right? You get $3.3 trillion. Now, this money was wasted. It was all spent on derivatives, zombie banks, hedge fund hyenas, asset strippers.
You write it off. We don't owe this money. Ron Paul has said that.
Well, what we should do is that money could create a recovery. In other words, you take that $3.3 trillion, you make that 0% federal lending, not to zombies and parasites, but to productive industry. That's what we get, 100 nuclear reactors, 1,000 hospitals, 100,000 miles of fast rail, rebuild the interstate highway system, and rebuild all your water systems, sewage systems, canal systems, rebuild a whole bunch of public buildings. You could begin to create 30 million jobs with that money. That money could have given you...
But here's the problem, Webster, and we've been having you on this whole time. That didn't happen,
right.
And so we edge closer, as the Chinese say in Bloomberg today, in total dollar devaluation and a meltdown of our economy.
Yes,
Webster,
back. The point is, a recovery is within reach anytime you want it. If they can give $3.3 trillion to zombie bankers in the form of loans, why don't we just reverse those values? Let's reverse the
field. No, I hear you. Webster,
no more loans for zombie bankers, only for productive infrastructure. We can get a recovery. We can pull ahead of China anytime we want.
Sure, the problem is the zombie banks run the country. We've got to prosecute them and remove them first.
Time to mobilize. Time to have those as demands. In other words, when you know what you want, you can demand it, right? Time to shift the cost onto the zombie bankers. Time to stop their fraud closures. Time to tax them, tax their financial turnover. But the main thing is seize the Fed, nationalize it, and use it for national credit creation, for national infrastructure, and job creation.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's us or them, but Webster, I'm out of time. But the point you make is so central. They're now announcing veterans have to lose their health care. They've got to start taxing more Social Security and freezing the COLA. Now, they've got to raise all our taxes and cut basic infrastructure to pay everything to the banks. You know, first they've got to go. The first cuts come from them, not like this New Jersey guy, you know, posing as a conservative saying, cut roads. I mean, it's asinine. Webster, great points. We appreciate you coming on the broadcast. Tarpley.net. Thank you so much. You bet. I hate to cut Tarpley off, but we're almost out of time for this segment, and I've got to come back and get into all the police state news, but just an amazing interview with Webster Tarpley. I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up of Midas Resources, who also owns the Genesis Network that we're broadcast over, because all of this is getting crazier and crazier. Ted, $3.3 trillion to foreign banks, to globalist media. Americans better wake up and realize how deep down the rat hole of tyranny we've gotten.
Well, they sure better. I mean, Bernanke is going to be on here at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Central, to sell us on the idea that this QE2 is a good idea for us to create $600 billion new money, most of it being given to these very banks that you're referring to, Alex. I mean, they want to push so much money into the hands of those bankers that it forces them to let it trickle down to the people who are actually creating this economic, you know, where economic recovery, if there's ever going to be one. You know, I don't know why they take that tack. I think Webster's right. Put the hands of the people that are productive, and we won't have these problems.
Well, Ted, let me fire this out. Bloomberg, China is scared of U.S. monetary policy. Policymakers in China, which holds 883.5 billion U.S. treasuries, are concerned the nation with the largest and the biggest economy is debasing its currency. Well, we don't need them to tell us about debasing currency to know what's happening. Bottom line, that's why gold's at $1,417. That's why silver is just a few cents away from $30 an ounce, the next all-time high. I mean, people need to understand this is the biggest hidden tax ever, this debasing of the currency.
Well, you're talking about the Asian markets, and silver opened up already higher today. It's up to $29.54, already up, you know, above where it was. It closed on Friday at $29.40, so we're already up about 15 cents today in the Asian markets. They're saying that the United States dollar is going to get weaker and that the precious metals is the way to hedge it, and you can see that going on in China, too.
Well, Ted, we don't have a lot of time. But I do want to just tell folks that brokers are there right now on Sunday night at Midas Resources. They've got the best deals on gold and silver. Tell them it's the radio special. You can get three silver dollars with free shipping and three of my films for $97. But those prices are going up tomorrow. For anybody that knows silver prices, that's an insane deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Stay there, Ted.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in a moment, NFL commercial makes joke of TSA selective screening. It's all part of the ongoing brainwashing to make a joke out of police dogs barking, people having their genitals grabbed, but the elite football players, they don't have to go through it. And it's just like the Audi Green Police ad, where they came out later and admitted, this is what life's going to be like, we are conditioning you. Total arrogance in your face, but finishing up with Ted, Ron Paul should be the committee chairman of the Banking Regulation Subcommittee, but Boehner, John Boehner, the protege of the globalist fake conservative Newt Gingrich, is trying to block him right now. Now more than ever, people need to educate themselves about what's happening. They need to protect themselves. Folks can call Midas Resources and get a free copy of the International Forecaster Newsletter by Bob Chapman. Invaluable information every week. But I want to remind folks, Ted bought gold and silver when it was lower price. It's now going up, but he doesn't raise it when it goes up. He sells out of what he has at the lower price. But tonight at midnight, the lower price on gold and silver, it will go up. It'll still be very competitive. Here's the number, 800-686-2237. Briefly, Ted, what are some of the other smoking deals on gold and silver that are just good until tonight at midnight?
Well, right now, the 294 for the franc, I mean, that's definitely going to go up into the 300s. There's no question about it. And you get a four-year subscription to the International Forecaster for that. And then the British Sovereign at 369, and you get 5-year videos. That's also another great buy. Walking Liberty Halves at 1284. That deal that we're talking about, $97 in 3 of your videos, talking about a great way to get educated and then also have the silver dollars, you know.
And even if you've already seen some of my top films, give them to friends and family under the Christmas tree this year. And on top of it, folks, Midas Resources has all this on hand. Most places are sold out, but will still take your order and not ship it to you for 2 months. Ted's got all this right now, ready to ship this week. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. If you missed that number, 800-686-2237, I wouldn't waste your time on this. Those are smoking hot deals. Okay, looking at the TSA, again, going back 5 weeks ago, we put this story on the map. We simply pointed out the outrage that was already there. TSA is now policing the media's use of scanner images. The San Francisco Weekly reports that TSA released photos a year ago of the scans, but now they don't want those scans to be public, and they're saying people have to use new scans, which are whitewashed. Talk about tyranny. And then there's another report along that front. New York senator seeks bill to deter body scan image misuse, a year in prison or a $100,000 fine or both. And if you read the bill carefully, it says if the media shows naked body scans that TSA has already released, you'll go to prison. Remember, they lied and said they couldn't save them. Turned out they were. This is all about the feds taking over all transportation and training you to be a slave while leaving the borders wide open. But the revolt is expanding. Continuing, they announced this week what we told you years ago, Wired Magazine and the Washington Post, feds warrantlessly tracking America's credit cards in real time, customer loyalty cards, all of it, total 1984, illegal every time they do it, they don't care. This is a rogue, out-of-control government that runs our government as a whorehouse for foreign corporations to come in and rip us off. It's just unbelievable. Here's the Washington Post whitewashing it. Government reports violations of limits on spying aimed at U.S. citizens. And they're spying on us, not Al-Qaeda that they control. Okay, get your minds around that. If they'll take the veterans' pension funds, as they're now announcing they're going to do in the New York Times, anything's fair game. I mean, these people tell you how much they love the troops all day and wrap their un-American agenda in the troops when they hate the troops. Now, I want to play this NFL video, and again, if you want to watch it, you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com. NFL commercial makes joke of TSA selective screening, and it goes on. The message being pushed upon the viewer is that there are two classes of people. Those elite with power able to bypass TSA screening, as Boehner and Obama get to, just like certain members of Congress, and the rest of us without power who are helpless subjects to the new police state being formed around us. The joke made of this message is a spoonful of sugar added to help Americans swallow it and subconsciously accept it with a laugh. And that is exactly what they're doing. We're a nation of arrested development children who have been trained to be slaves. Andrew Steele wrote the original article at America 20XY. Okay, let's go ahead and play the TV ad. Here it is. Oh, they have NFL rings. They get to walk through. Jimmy Johnson. Terry Bradshaw. Oh, TSA's nice to them.
Oh, that's sweet.
Jimmy Johnson has a sword. A little. And that's Fox. That's a Fox NFL ad. It's so funny. Now, let's play the Green Police ad from a year ago. This has actually been put in place in Europe where you get arrested for light bulbs, you're not having the right toilet, where there are checkpoints. They're actually setting up Green Police in these very uniforms at the federal and state level. Has nothing to do with the environment, all about taxes and control. They're openly trying to pass laws to shut down your family farm and ranch, written by big agribusiness. Again, just like Obama gives hundreds of waivers to McDonald's and others to not have to get their employees' insurance, they have literally written the laws to shut your business down. It's the mega rich against everybody else, and they've hired a horde of welfare idiots as their political voting bloc. You see, Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck will not tell you that. They'll tell you the buck stops with George Soros. I'm sorry, it doesn't. The big mega corporations, read the Rand Corporation docs, read the CFR docs. They are the people who use criminal power to take over society. Now, here's the Green Police Audi commercial.
Okay, so it's 3708, okay. Paper plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word. Whoa, green tea.
You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
See, he's checking out. He picks the wrong bag, so they slam his head down into the thing. It's about training you, the TSA, all of this, that normal people are now criminals, and the government's going to put their hands on you and ask questions. This is your Nazi Germany animal dog training. Let's get, now it shows them raiding houses, checkpoints. This is what they're teaching kids in school. This is your brainwashing. All done as a joke. Here it is.
Battery.
Pause again. Already in Europe 5 years ago, now in the U.S., just type into the green police search trash cans. It's already begun. This is not a joke. This is just like the TSA ad with the NFL. It's all beginning. Continue.
Put the rind down, sir. That's a compost infraction.
Whoa. Did you install these bulbs?
Tragedy strikes tonight where a man has just been arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water setting is at 105.
Yeah. A checkpoint.
You got a TDI here?
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
Oh, he's got the Audi, so he's allowed to go. See, they know the average American is a brainwashed, groveling coward now who subconsciously knows we're in tyranny and is afraid. And the message is, I'm a guy in a uniform, you got the Audi, you get to go. And it also has, you know, plays class envy against rich people with a big house. They go to jail because they have the wrong light bulb. You got the wrong light bulb, you got the wrong toilet, you're going to jail. This is how the collectivists and their hordes of dumbed-down scum who couldn't get jobs as toilet attendants, they're now going to be TSA, they're now going to be the Green Police, and they get to have authority and power. Sure, they'll live in a one-bedroom apartment hovel. Sure, but at least they get authority and power over you. And the paradigm is shifting from a free society by design to a total tyranny. And they make a joke out of it. Grown men giggle and act like children. Grown men in this country are effeminate. Grown men cannot get angry about serious issues. Have you noticed that? Oh, if you cut them off in traffic, they'll threaten to blow your head off. But if a cop talks to them, they start literally wetting their leg. This is a nation of people under a trance. A literal trance. They have the major statistics out. Even BBC reports that the brainwaves are lower now than they were 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. The average person, when you watch television for extended periods, it starts lowering your brainwaves. It puts you into suspended disbelief. The average person is in a daze. They cannot get serious. They do not respect themselves. And they watch these ads with Terry Bradshaw and the TSA and the Audi commercials with the Green Police, and they think it's all cute and they think it's all funny. Well, you're going to find out how funny it is in hyperinflation. You're going to find out how funny it is when they take your Social Security. You're going to find out how funny it is when you're paying for other people's abortions like we already are under this health care bill and in the county where I live. We are going into pure tyranny because you won't stand up and wake up and get involved and get angry. But a lot of us are waking up, and I salute those that are.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.